Well, good Monday morning, everybody, on September the 20th, 2021. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to Coffee Talk. That's right, Coffee Talk on a Monday with CA. Before y'all get ready to jumpstart, or maybe you'll hear this podcast later on today. Today we're going to talk about, and by the way, that song was a new Hallelujah. That's the new one by Michael W. Smith. He has a live version, and he also has a radio version. We have the radio version. We can go both ways. Maybe later on sometime I'll play you the live version. Hey, I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, you know what? You can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You guys can follow me and like us on there. We'd sure appreciate it. Well, today we're going to talk about on Coffee Talk with CA, 10 things I have to tell myself every day. You know, the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 8, scripture reminds us, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you will be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make a way prosperous, and then you will have success. Friends, you know, meditating on God's Word is an essential to us believers. With all the negativity around the world we're seeing, and even in our news today, we must meditate on the Scriptures and speak them over our lives. You know, when we study His Word, we meditate on it, and then we apply those verses to our lives. We'll see spiritual growth and renewed strength. Further meditating on the word that will guard our hearts against anger, hatred, and unforgiveness. I want to go back and look at 10 scriptures that we can speak over ourselves daily. First one I want to talk about is, I am a child of God. You know, you go to the book of Romans, chapter 8 and verse 16. Scripture says, the Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. You see, friends, beauty is vain, but being God's child is not. Beauty fades, but being God's child is forever. If our names are written in the book of the Lamb's Book of Life, your adopted into God's family is much more important than what you look like, the amount of money that you make, or even the family into which you were born. It's both an honor and a privilege to be one of God's precious children. So daily remind yourself, friends, of your relationship with the Creator of the universe. The second one is, I want to talk about, is I am fearfully and wonderfully made. If you go back to the book of Psalms, chapter 139 and verse 14, Scripture says, I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are the words, and my soul knows it well. I came across many people who belittled themselves because they were born out of wedlock. We can't control how we were born, and really, to be honest with you, quite frankly, it doesn't matter. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. And if you ever feel like your birth was an accident, remind yourself of how you were truly created by God. Third point I want to make is, beauty is vain. You go to the book of Wisdom in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31 and verse 30. It teaches us, Scripture says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. You know, all of us want to be beautiful, but idolizing physical beauty is vanity. Christian girls and women should focus on who they are in Christ instead of the outward beauty. When we focus on Christ and our relationship with Him, we strengthen and encourage, and we stop comparing ourselves to the vain standards of beauty and the society that dictates us. It's time to break free from the bondage of comparison and live freely in the liberty that ours are in Christ Jesus. One of the best ways to walk in that liberty is to remind ourselves of who we are in Christ. Amen. Amen. My fourth point, I am filled with God's Spirit. Now, if you go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 18, Scripture reminds us, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is disposition, but be filled with the Spirit. You see, God the Father, friends, took His Spirit and placed it inside his children. You carry greatness. Think about it for a second. God loved you so much, he gave you the Comforter to help you walk through your Christian walk. Whenever you feel down about yourself, remember you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Let me stop here on my notes. Has there been times where you're feeling discouraged and you're like, oh God, I just don't know what today's going to hold? And the Holy Spirit speaks to you in your heart. An indescribable feeling that you can't even explain. And he reminds you, I am with you. I am not going to lead you astray. Just simple reminders like that, friends, is what keeps things strong in what God wants us to do in our lives. My fifth point, I am not a doer of the word. You go to the book of James chapter 1 and verse 22. Scripture says, but prove yourself doers of the word and not merely hearers who dwell themselves. You know, the word of God, friends, means a lot to God's children. We don't merely hear the words. We strive to do what the word commands. Although we may not get into the right, you know, we may not get it right every time. But I want you to keep in mind that God honors your desires to obey his word. We need to remind ourselves about that. We may not be perfect, but we are being perfect and transformed through God's word. Another point I want to make is pray for your enemies. The book of Matthew, if you go back to Scripture, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44, Scripture says, but I say unto you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You see, this verse cuts like a knife every time I read it. But I am determined to obey it, and I'm sure you are too. We must remember the importance of prayer for our enemies. We don't have to treat our enemies the way they treat us. We don't have to seek any kind of vengeance, but in the norm, we probably do, right? We don't have to retaliate, but in the norm, some of y'all probably do, right? Or if not all of us. But we need to remember we can and must pray for them. This is an important scripture to remember today with so much hatred in the world. Pray for your enemies. My seventh point I want to make. I do not have to be anxious. Scripture reminds us in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. If you take it in Scripture and you dissect it, you know, children of God do not have to be anxious. We can relax in God. We can trust Him and rely on Him. We don't have to stress ourselves out about everything we're facing. Indeed, we can walk in peace. And actually, if you go to Philippians 4:7, which surpasses all comprehension, just remember that. My eighth point I want to make is this is working together for good. The book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, Scripture says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for the good for those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose. Friends, God's children can rest assured that the trial or the test that they're facing is working together for the good. Although the trial is harsh, God can use it to produce good fruit. We should remind ourselves of the Scripture every day, regardless of the intensity of the obstacle we're enduring. My ninth point I want to make is, I can do it. You know why? Philippians 4:13, one of my favorites, I can do all. That's right, I can do all things in Christ through Him that strengthens me. You start exercising, you start eating healthy. Every time you want to get up and throw in that towel, you have to remind yourself that you can do it. Whenever you want to quit, remember that you can do anything through Christ that strengthens you. There used to be an old pastor friend that I knew. He said he had a Pittsburgh Steeler towel. He's from Pittsburgh. He said, I never give up. I never give in. Don't throw in the towel. Whatever you're going through, don't throw in the towel and know that God is with you. My final point that I want to make, my 10th point through all of this, is that you remember, put on the full armor of God. Go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13, where Scripture says, therefore I take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in evil every day and having nothing and having done everything to stand firm. You see, friends, I want you to remember the devil is busy, but God didn't leave us unprepared or defenseless. God is our protector, and he tells us that in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13. So you got to remember that, how to combat that enemy. We should remind ourselves every day to guard ourselves against the devil. We must never let down our defenses. We must remind ourselves to put on the full armor of God. It's very important to have your full armor of God. So those are just some refreshers that CA wants to share with you on Coffee Talk with CA. It's 10 things that you can do, and there's scripture verses in there that'll help. You know, you are a child of God. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Beauty is vain. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. I am a doer of the word. Pray for your enemies. I don't have to be anxious. This is working together for my good. I can do it and put on the full armor of God. I hope on a Monday, with whatever you're going through today, I hope that touches your heart and makes you maybe want to highlight some scripture verses on there that may get your attention of what you're going through. I know I've talked about it before, and I didn't want to sound like a broken record. Maybe there's times in your life where you're discouraged. Maybe there's times in your life to where you do want to throw in the towel. My dear brother or sister in Christ, don't do that. There may be times where you're just ready just to throw your hands up in the air. We've been there. I've been there. But I want to tell you something. God's got you. And you know what? He's not going to let go of you. You know why? He's going to hold on to you for dear life. I mean, you need to hang on to him for dear life. I'm sorry. But he ain't going to let you go. You know, when you're asleep, he works behind your scene. He works behind the scenes. He works your night shift. He's already preparing and knowing what your next day is going to be. Being a Christian is not always going to be an easy road to follow. We're human. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to run into challenges. We're going to have stress in life. He never said it was going to be peachy creamy, as my late grandmother would say. But you want to live your life with joy and happiness the best you can. And you want to realize when you wake up in the morning, thanking God for everything that he has done for you. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for my family. If you're married, thank you for my wife. Thank you for my husband. Or if you got a boyfriend, girlfriend, thank you for my boyfriend, girlfriend, or fiancés. But you're thanking God. But you're also thanking him for life. Thank you for letting me breathe, for breathing life in me, God. I don't know what's ahead of me, but I know you got me. Because you see, he ain't going to let go of you. He just isn't. I had a high school friend of mine that's going through some challenges with his sister that has COVID. And he'll message me and he'll say, you know, give me some updates, which is nice. And, you know, I keep praying for him. She's on the road to recovery. It's been a tough road. It's like I was telling him some time ago. You know, we can't explain it. I don't have the answers, but I know who has the answers. God does. Will COVID go away? Well, I'm sure eventually it should. Bible does talk about plagues and other things going on in the world. My dad used to say a long time ago, he'd say, son, keep your eyes on the sky. Keep your eye on the east. If you look to the east, that's where. But see, when the rapture happens later on down the road, we're not going to be here to see it. We're going to be, the dead in Christ rises first, and then we're going to be up there. But I do believe that God, regardless of viruses and the sad, deadly viruses and stuff going on in the world, God wants you to enjoy your life, and he wants you to be happy, and he wants you to be encouraged. And hopefully our station, our radio station and podcast station, keeps you encouraged, because my commitment to you is I will stay positive for you guys. I'm a prayer warrior. I will pray for you. I care about people. I love people. I can't fix everything. I'm not a fixer. But I tell you what, I can get you some helps the best way I can of people that I know. So I want to close out on Coffee Talk with a song. And it's a new one by Toby Mac, and it's called Promised Land.
watch this clock, the hours roll, they never stop, and I can't ever seem to get ahead. Always trying to do what's right, straight and narrow, skin tight. Don't know how much longer I can stand. And I'm wondering, yeah, I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Out here on this desert road, it's hot as fire, but I've grown cold, circling like a plane that never lands. And even though the questions change, the answers always stay the same. Maybe someday I will understand. I'm wondering, got me wondering, where's my promised land? Yeah, I'm wondering, still I'm wondering, where's my promised land? Well, I've run this earth for many years, but there's one thing I know. There's nowhere on this side of heaven, the streets are made of gold. I've long laid down my grand illusions, looking toward the day that I'll be home. I won't give up on this race, broken but I still have faith, that this old life is all part of a plan. And I can feel it in my soul, one day I'll stand before the throne, with nothing left but hope in these two hands. Through all these seasons, I'm still believing, you're my promised land. In all my grieving, I'm still believing, you're my promised land.
Promised Land, that's the new one by Toby Mac that he sent me, and I hope you guys like that. You'll have to let me know your feedback if you want to. I have one more song I just felt in my heart I want to play, and it's been a while since I played this, but I have people have asked me, will you play this song when you get a chance? So I'm going to play it right now, and y'all all know it. It's a Gold City song, and so I'm not giving up. On Closeout on Coffee Talk with CA, listen, don't give up. Gold City explained it for you too as well.
Turning round,
There you go, Gold City. I am not giving up, and you know what? Don't give up, okay? Just don't. Thank you so much for listening to Coffee Talk with CA. You know, I haven't done it, friends, in a while. They have literally just been keeping me busy. You know how radio can be sometimes, but trying to get shows back on that people have requested on. I want to remind you, we will have Uplifting Wednesdays. This Wednesday is with CA. We'll have some great uplifting music to kind of get you right across the midweek. I want you to have a great Monday. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all you do. Father God, I just pray for a great Monday. I just pray that you just be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. We love you so much. Just can't imagine our world without you. And we thank you for all you do. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, this is CA fixing to leave the iHeartRadio studio. We call it Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all have a great Monday, and bye for now.